pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check, more juice. More juice. Ah, there we go.
600, what's the O stand
for? There we go.
Oh, my God.
It's early.
Folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in 5.
Norfolk, Virginia, California.
Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Would you please outlaw? Thank you, sir. Mr. Trump?
Good morning from the office of your favorite president to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Yes.
Rainwater?
What's that mole in his pocket?
It's 609er, bro.
All right, you 609ers know what to do. Move it, move it, move it.
Hit that driver on that. Move it. I like this kind of party, baby.
Sure, you're a boy
and they bought me a silk. What's up, Arnold?
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Oh, there we go.
Wicked, with it. Drumstick, yeah!
That's what Tom
Hardy
is
doing. Well, dude, it's a what? I did. I'm sorry.
Make it through the telephone.
Los Angeles.
What my goal is to be rock hard.
Oh.
All right, rude behavior, man. Won't tolerate it.
Thank you, sir.
Working on a T-bone steak, a la carte, flying over to the Golden State.
Our ass is in the jackpot now.
It is.
Within 13 minutes, he would sit at the terminal now.
Pump it out, Chief.
Put your engines and cool your wings, and then they make it in the telephone.
Los Angeles.
Bonjour from Normandy, France. Welcome back to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Woo, Pig Suey!
Oh my goodness me!
That is horribilis.
Honest
horribilis.
I like it.
What's up, Piggy?
You know what? As someone said, it gets daylight. I mean, it's bright out there today.
I know, dude. It is
bright. Good morning, everybody. It is 6:11 on this Tuesday, May 12th. Glad you're with us this morning. A nice morning out there. It's going to be a beautiful day, right, Rog?
Yeah, a little chilly this morning coming in. That's why I have on a light jacket.
How are you, Rog? A good day yesterday? I like the Morning Mayhem jacket. Very cool.
Yeah. I got a lot done yesterday. I mean, a lot.
What did you do?
I did not stop until 8:30 last night. And everything I was doing, from work to yard to house to and everything. Unbelievable. That, my friend, gives me more time today with the deserving dozen and Joe Clay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in just a second. Christian Weaver's with us. Good morning, Christian.
Hey,
how are you?
What's up, buddy? I'm good, fellas. How are you?
Good. We'll have Justin Moore join us a little bit later. Had stumbled across a great piece of singing last night with Ian and Joe Nichols that Roger and I were there for live and just didn't appreciate how good it sounded until we heard it on tape.
Because I didn't hear it.
It's old school country. What was the name of it?
It was a George Jones
old country
tribute.
Boys.
Yeah. I think still some country.
Wow.
Left.
I'm not really sure.
I don't know the song. They did a great job at it, but I don't know the song.
Justin will join us. It'll be the first time that we've been together since we found out that you guys made us number one for this ratings period, and we appreciate that. Thanks so much. Couldn't do it without you. A few things today. We'll have Rick Schaefer, brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Bradford Marine. John Daly, brought to you by Honda of Russellville. Elvis Moya will be checking in. You know that Ryan Silverfield is coming in tomorrow? We'll have him on the show. So Elvis is just going to tell everybody the details on that deal. It's a thing that you can go if you want to meet Coach. Mm. It's going to be down in the downtown area of Little Rock. Yeah, so we'll visit with him. Chuck Gatlin will be by.
Hey, Charles.
To play a little Family Feud, brought to you by Southern Bank, and give us all the details on the station. Today, Roger, it's National Odometer Day.
All right.
We do this once a year where send us in your highest odometer reading and the vehicle. Uh-huh. Most of them are trucks that have the big numbers. Christian, what do you think the highest we've had over the years? What would you guess?
Oh, man. I imagine either trucks or like Toyotas or something that just run forever.
Yeah. What would you think? Yeah.
I would say 550.
Yeah. They have been anywhere from the low is 300. I think one of them had 600,000 or 700,000. And there's those trucks like.
Those Cummins diesels.
Yeah. And a lot, some of them are the diesels. That's right, Roger.
The Cummins.
And what's the most you've ever had on your car that you've driven, Roger?
Dude, I don't know.
Seems like you've told me before that
you
had one.
Yeah, I think it, a couple easy.
You had 100?
Oh, a couple.
Okay, pretty easy.
I mean, I squeezed everything out of that sponge I could.
I appreciate it. Listen, I have much respect for anybody who squeezes out six figures.
Well,
A lot of people have. That's why we used to do it. You kept your cars. What about you, Christian?
So you didn't have another payment. Yeah.
Well, my current car has over 100.
That's what I'm talking about.
And my truck has like 170 on it.
Oh, very nice.
That's my point A to point B vehicle.
Is it reliable? Has it broken down on you very much?
Yeah, it hasn't done any. I've had it since 2012.
When you say truck, do you mean pickup? So here's the deal. I am actually wanting to get me a pickup, and it's going to have at least 150,000 miles on it.
Because
I'm looking for a used vehicle. I need a weekend truck. David, I need a weekend truck. David, I need a weekend truck. I need a weekend truck.
What do you need a weekend truck for?
To do weekend stuff.
You ask somebody for some. Call RJ.
I don't want to do that. No, RJ. Listen, RJ got him a brand new truck. He's not going to let me put in the back of that thing.
Today, in addition to National Odometer Day, it's National Anthony Day.
Okay.
So, what's the name?
What's wild is my last car named it Anthony.
Of course, we always talk about Tommy Norman's little buddy, Anthony.
Yep.
He's a great guy, young man, and he's on Tommy's live.
How old Anthony
Facebook
is.
I would guess about late 30s, early 40s.
I'd say 40s easy.
Morning 40s, yeah, I'd middle say, 40s, yeah.
I saw that. So what is it, Norman?
So what do you, when you think of an Anthony, outside of that Anthony, what Anthony do you think of?
Boy, there's not very many. I right off the top of my head, I'm going to say Anthony Quinn.
Okay. Who's an actor? What do you think, Christian? I know you're going to say Anthony Davis, right?
No, I was going to say Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony, oh my gosh, he just
oh my
your
goodness
face.
Me! Well, he sure did. I couldn't think of narrow one.
I was going to say, aren't there two Anthony Davises? One is the center that plays for now the Dallas Mavericks.
Wizards.
Right? Oh, is he? He's traded again. Sorry. I forget. That's right. He
hasn't actually played yet.
Yeah, he's always injured, and he came from Kentucky. But when Roger won there, great Heisman running back from USC, Anthony Davis. That's right, Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah, both of you. But he was a Heisman Trophy winner. What's the matter, man?
Did something fall?
Come on, no, you're fine. Just sit down.
Are you waiting a minute?
I'm trying to do the show.
I heard something looking fall. Around. No. Well, I can listen and talk. I'm not dumb like they say. I'm smart.
So
not what I wanted.
Isn't there a great?
You took me over.
Historical Anthony.
Yes, there was Mark Anthony.
And it seemed like there's an American. There's an American.
That's Anthony.
Anthony Perkins.
Anthony Perkins, also known as Tony P.
Oh, the name of the movie?
Psycho.
Yeah. So National Hospital Day. I'll give props to Baptist Health since I've done endorsements for them for 20 years. Great. Absolutely. Biggest chain in the state. They do a great job. Today, Roger, we'll be honoring our deserving dozen for Malvern. That's individuals that are we have a bus driver, a custodian, clerical worker, nurse, school nurse. We'll mention those names.
Counselor.
Malvern. Counselor.
Counselor. Yeah.
We'll mention those names from Malvern. And Janet Blair, who is the superintendent, boys, is like a 609er. She is an avid listener, and she's a superintendent. She'll be meeting us over at Corky's today.
All right.
And Christian, well, of course, you know that you we'd love to have you if you can do it around your family duties. And we just go over to Corky's to have lunch, and Joe is feeding everybody for free.
Yeah.
And Joe will say a few words because his mom was a counselor for like 40 years.
Yeah.
So it's always cool, like you said, to have the gentle giant come in there and wow him with his big feet, big head.
Big, massive. Yeah. He's a massive man. I love it when some of them, you know, some people bring their kids and they climb on him.
Do want to thank Steve Qualls from Design Lab. He's already delivered all the shirts, both for them, and we have the deserving dozen from Benton that'll be on Friday.
Is that Friday?
It's Friday.
Okay.
And then also to Twin City Limo, Greg Hatcher's group, who goes up and picks them up in style, brings them to Corky's, takes them back to Malvern. So that'll be happening today, too. So last night, I guess the significance, you had the Lakers they're done. Any surprise there with OKC? Did you think it'd be a sweep? Christian Pulisic,
be a sweep. Yeah. The only real surprise was the Lakers actually gave him a game.
Yeah, it was relatively close, right?
So
10 points.
Yeah, 5 points.
5 points. I didn't see the final score. And then how about the dude, Donovan Mitchell?
You say dude?
Dude, 39 points in the second half.
Yeah, he had 43 overall.
39? How in the world do you give up 39? You can't cover him. You just eat everything he throws up goes in. So Cleveland beat Detroit 112 to 103. The other thing, did you see, Roger, where the NFL has announced its first games early on?
I didn't see that when I was looking up NFL stats today.
Yeah, it looks like the big one, the first Sunday night game is the Giants taking on, where is it at? First of all, it's the Buffalo Bills. First regular season game will be in their new stadium versus Detroit. Then you got the Cowboys will play the New York Giants in the first Sunday night football game of the year. They have done that.
Whoa.
This is the eighth time in the last 15 years the Cowboys and Giants are opening the season.
I didn't know that.
They also announced, how about this, that the Cowboys are playing the Eagles on Thanksgiving Day. How about that?
That's a major game.
It could
be a huge game.
How about this? By the way, the Giants have struggled against the Cowboys, going 1-9 over the past.
Yeah, the Giants stink.
Yeah, how many seasons?
Shout out to Dee.
Yeah, the other one, well, I was trying to think. Here we go. This will be the first time the teams have played Dallas and Philadelphia on Thanksgiving since 2014. And then the last time they did, they got hammered by the Eagles. So that's interesting. The rest of the schedule will come out this Thursday. How about the Razorback baseball team?
Whoop, whoop.
Jumped up to number 14 in the coaches' poll. Remember, Yakery was a little hedging. He was still, I don't know. I don't know if they're still going to do it. If you're at 14 right now and you win the series at Kentucky and you go in and just win at least one game at what's the name of the city where the SEC tournament is played?
Hoover.
If you go into Hoover and win maybe one game, I tell you another is that Arkansas was ranked 10th by Baseball America, 12th by D1 Baseball. So there's a lot of more respect out there. So if they could just get to Kentucky, win a couple games. Of course, you know the softball team plays. Plays Friday at 4:30, and I know there's a lot of other schools that are also playing. We'll mention that.
Had a good time when we were in Hoover a few years back.
Yeah, we did. We sure did.
Just to watch an SEC tournament.
We sure did. It was fun.
That was pretty fun, yep.
Did you see where the running back from Missouri got shot? Yeah, the
I did at a concert.
Is it Hamad Hardy? I remember Hamad he was all American. Yeah, I got shot in the leg. Just amazing how anybody, you know, a lot of people get shot, people are surviving. It's not like American Gangster, which I was watching last night. Couldn't find out that whole movie was a whole. It was all a ruse. None of it's true. None of that's true.
None of what's
that
true.
Almost 99% of that movie is not true. They don't even know if Frank, what's his name, even went over to
Frank Lucas.
The triangle, the heroin triangle.
No, you don't. They
act like they said a lot of this stuff is all made up for the movie. I read some of that. That was
really
disappointing. I'll tell you. Now, Denzel was great in it, but a lot of people said, listen, the real Frank, what's his last name?
Lucas.
It was nothing like the character Denzel played, according to the people that
knew. Well, now, the
Frank
only
Lucas.
Thing that they will tell you is that that fur hat and coat got him in trouble.
That was real.
Yeah, that busted him.
Craig Morton died yesterday. Roger, Christian, for those of us over the age of 50, he was one of four quarterbacks to do what, Roger?
To play for two different teams in the Super Bowl.
That is correct. I can't get anything over the King of All Trivia.
Well, there's a few things, but not that one, my friend.
Who are the other three? Christian, go.
To play for two teams in the Super Bowl?
Yep,
that's right.
Go.
Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and...
Always this guy gets
them.
Come on. I think a grocery store.
Oh, Johnny.
Store. I think a grocery store.
Johnny.
Grocery store.
Johnny.
Stacking.
Johnny Kroger.
No,
come on, Johnny.
Stacker.
There's no Daisy.
He was out of football. He was playing.
Kurt Warner.
Reno. That's exactly right. So yeah, Craig Morton died at 83. Roger, what do you remember about him? He was there before Roger Staubach, right? He was right there. He started. Did he start that first Super Bowl for Dallas? I think he did.
He did. The one they lost to the Colts.
Then he lost a job and Captain America.
They were going back and forth, and then Captain America said, "Hey, Tom, do me a favor. Here's the deal. Pick." It's either me or him.
Yeah.
Or let me go.
And the rest is history. Adrian Peterson getting inducted into the Minnesota Vikings Ring of Honor. For some reason, we don't talk about him. I think he's a good running back.
He's one of the best of the 2000s.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. Sure. Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, no question. Yeah,
he was. He had
maybe the best.
Did he lose a child?
No, he beat his child.
He had one that drowned.
Wow.
I didn't lose it, but beat it.
I remember that. It was very controversial.
He beat him.
He defended himself. Said that, hey, I was just being a dad.
To what degree?
Yeah.
You know.
Maybe a little too far. A
couple other things. When we visit with John Daly today, I know he'll talk about golf in college. Right now, the ladies, the Razorbacks, they're third place. In their region in the NCAAs, so they're still in the mix. They take the top five out of each region that goes to the NCAA. UALR, not so much today. Yesterday, Roger, they had a rough day. 27 over. Sounds like one of my cards as a group. 27
no
over. Wow, that was – maybe they can bounce back today. Hey, also back to the NBA, Wembanyama did not get suspended. I had a feeling, you know, they want him on TV. Christian.
Preferential treatment.
Yeah, they want him on TV. They don't need him out of the game. But I thought they made the decision during the game.
No.
That he was out. I thought he was.
No, they review it afterwards and they hand out the.
If you're ejected, you have the choice to decide whether or not he plays the next game. That's the way it works.
Right. NBA draft combine also going on, and
Darius
Aycliffe Jr.'s measurements came back better than I expected.
A lot of people, you know, Rogers interesting. Came back 6'2".
So like 6'3" in shoes.
Yeah, 6'3" in shoes. So were people thinking he was going to be like 6 foot or something?
I thought he was going to be 6'1".
Huh? Inch makes a difference, I guess.
It does.
How about that?
And he also had a 6'7" wingspan, which is good.
What's your wingspan,
Roger? 6'7", 6'7", 6'7".
What's your wingspan? I want to measure Rogers in my wingspan.
I think I have a negative one.
I want to measure everything. When we do that, we're going to do one, we're going to do it all.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people, wow, look at Darius Aycliffe Jr. Like, does it really matter? Can you just see what he does on the court? You know, we have to do measurables. But I guess it reinforces that, hey, that's not an issue. You know?
Well, no, I mean, you go back to, I mean, you know more than I do, Christian, say shout out to your mom. But when it comes to height and all that and numbers and all those little statistics, there's a lot of people who look at numbers like that. They may look at him and they may go, he's no Muggsy Bogues. He's no, you know, a little bitty dude or whatever he may be. He's great on the, you know, but do we take a chance on a guy like that size? I mean, that's why they throw those numbers out.
In the NBA today, like, there probably won't be another Muggsy Bogues or Spud Webb. You just can't play in the NBA if you're that short.
No, absolutely.
You can't anymore.
Absolutely
what a shame.
Not.
And there are very few players that are 6'1 and below that actually play in the NBA.
Right on.
So I think there's only 30 and 15 of them.
You got a lot of people that look at those numbers and they'll go, what do you call, what was the name of Moneyball? What was it called?
Oh, analytics.
Yeah, the analytics, and they look at some of those things and they go, yeah, how long will he last in the NBA? Yada, yada, words.
Right.
But anyway, he's that good.
That came out. I thought it was interesting to watch the response yesterday. And apparently, Roger, no word yet what Hunter Yurecek is going to do about tennis. Apparently, they FOI'd him, Hunter Yurecek, and said he'd made up his mind about a month previous to that, but worked through the process, didn't announce. And then he started showing the emails. I'll tell you, if you email anybody, there's a good chance that if you're in a lawsuit or if you're a government entity, you're gonna, that email will show up again. So just, or text message.
Shout out John Gruden.
Yeah, doesn't matter. If you send correspondence, it could come back to bite. If it's something that
can bite you, there's one person
or support you. Support what you had to say. You know,
could be. You know, that's why. Well, I won't say who it was. I'll let you decide. But that's why you got to bleach them.
Let's take 661-1037. We'll take a look at some of our Middleton Heat and Air text line. 397,000 miles is this caller from the 870 Batesville. That's the car he's driving right now. That's a 1997 Camaro. How about Anthony Lucas? Come on, man.
Oh.
Anthony Lucas.
Well, he's okay.
Whenever Tony Soprano was in trouble having a difficult conversation with Carmella, he turned into Anthony.
That is
right.
Yes. I did not know that.
You were thinking of Ben Franklin.
About what?
I don't know. Did I say something about famous Anthony?
I think you went Anthony Franklin.
Here's one, another one from the 501.
It sounds like a famous person,
Anthony
though.
Anthony Edwards, both the player and the actor.
Ooh. Yeah, Anthony Edwards, that's right.
Ooh, and this song, which Christian put out. You know what it's called?
What?
It's Moving Out. But in parentheses, it's Anthony's song.
Here's one, 199,000. Our listeners are going. Anthony Mackie, who's the new Captain America.
Yes.
Wow.
Someone says, good morning, gentlemen. I was the Finish the Lyric contestant Friday. Got my Morning Mayhem t-shirts yesterday. Thanks so much.
Oh, very good.
Elise Parker.
Oh, thank you, Elise. Thank you, Steve, for getting that out.
Thank
like
you, Steve.
That. Thank
you, amazing,
Steve-o. He's an amazing dude. He really is. A design lab. That's where we get all of our stuff. And we want you to get all your stuff there. Coming soon, coffee mugs and tumblers.
Here's one, 08 Suburban, 330,000. This guy has three of these. He's got 330,000 on an 08 Suburban. My gosh. 06 Land Rover, 2005, and a 94 GMC 1500 truck, 195,000 for about almost a million. My. Roger, the other thing, I want to play some of Kathy Boone's. I ran across Kathy.
I don't know them.
Yes, you do. She's the one. That's why we cheer. She's a listener.
What do you mean you got more songs of her?
They're on my phone. I guess you sent them to me, or she sent them to us, and I've down there on my phone. So I'm working out. All of a sudden, I hear the deep cuts. The deep cuts from Kathy.
Deep cuts. They're on your playlist?
They're on my playlist.
Wow.
It is way too here. It's so good. Christian, you have not been introduced to Kathy.
I've heard some of her work.
Yeah, that's right. And then, Roger, the other one is that the boom, 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 the Razorback band deal. I like that little clip.
Yeah, it's just like, I see him.
It's like what was that funny show, Gong Show? It's like a moment to bump, 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 bump. It's sort of like a great little fun transition that,
okay,
all right, it's time for, but you know, just got a good fun energy.
We'll have to pull it up and see if I have it.
Yeah, you got it. I sent them to you when I sent all that Razor.
Yeah, but do I have them here?
I think you do.
Oh, we'll look it up. We'll look it up. Roger needs a truck. No man should ever ask another man to help him with a truck thing. Be a man. I said, listen, what are you talking about being a man? I am being the man. I want the truck. I'm looking for a truck.
Had an 04 Chevy pickup, 398,000, was still going good before I sold it. Let me tell you, you keep a truck, you keep a vehicle, and you get it to 400,000, and it's still running good, and you sell it. You know what? They don't build them like that anymore.
Yeah, what do you sell a $400,000 vehicle for?
A 400,000 mile vehicle.
Shout out Renata Jenkins. She's listening.
Know.
Susan B. Anthony.
Who is that? You already started the spot. What is that?
Go ahead.
The Anthony, when you were doing the deal in Boston, Anthony DeLucas. Anthony DeLucas,
no,
of course.
That? What was it? No, I did that. Anthony, yo! No, that was,
was that not you doing
Paulie.
That? Paulie.
Paulie.
Okay, I was thinking of Anthony.
Maybe Anthony, I don't know.
Anthony DeLucas.
You know what? We had Anthony and little Anthony.
Yeah, what was that?
It was Anthony, Big Tony, and Little Tony, and Big Tony. It was one of them.
Gotcha. Yeah. Here's one from Jeremy Lawson at Luxury Pool and Spa. 298,000 2017 F-250. Let's go. Let me tell you, 300,000 miles on a car that's only 8 years old, that's pretty darn good, too. That's clipping a lot of mileage. All right, don't go away. Glad you're with us. 630. Give you a heart attack. Tack, 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 tack. You need the house out in Hackensack.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A little on the cool side this morning, but a beautiful sunny day is ahead. We'll warm to the upper 70s. Some may hit 80. Here in Little Rock, we'll top out at 79. Tonight, a clear sky dropping to 57 overnight. Maybe a few clouds early tomorrow, but those clouds will move on out. It'll be warm, mostly sunny, and high of 83. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Are you asking for your debit card number, expiration date, PIN, security code, or online banking login information? If you receive a message or call that feels off, trust your instincts. Hang up. Don't click. Don't respond. Instead, contact your bank directly using a number you know and trust. Protect your information. Protect your money. When in doubt, call your bank.
Hello, Buzz listeners. It's Chris Zender here, General Manager at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep, and I've got some exciting news. If you've been thinking about upgrading your ride, now is the time. Right now, get no payments for 90 days plus 0% financing on select new Rams and heavy duties and Wranglers, Gladiators, Durangos, Pacificas, and Grand Cherokee models, all with available 0%. Need a new truck? We've got up to $12,000 off plus 72 months at 2.9. If you're looking for a family vehicle, we got $7,000 off the all-new Voyager. Plus, drive home in a new Compass with rates as low as 1.9% for 72 months. And listen to this. We're paying more for trades than ever before, even if you don't buy from us. We need the inventory, and we're going to pass that money on to you. Inventory's moving fast on the new, and these offers will not last long. Come see us today on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved in minutes at FletcherCredit.com.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes 4-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Roger Scout for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
F.L. Davis Cash Lumber in Clinton. Or Haynes Home Center in Morrilton.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, yeah. Little Stevie. Stevie Winwood. Can this Stevie sing, Justin? Is he on, can he carry a note?
Why are you picking on him? He ain't even on yet.
I'm just saying. Just roll with it.
That's right.
Man, listen to that. Listen to those pipes. I think Christian could sing some Stevie Winwood.
I like Stevie Winwood. Very good.
Come on. was number one for him. Probably was. Christian, what was the song you were singing during the break there that sounded the melody was so beautiful?
I was singing Moving Out.
Let me hear a little clip of that.
Of me singing right now?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. What was it?
Who needs a house out in Hackensack? Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about. If that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
Woo!
Wow, boom.
Mark the tape, please. Mark the tape. Put it in the catalog. I'm telling you what, you put him right next to Kathy Boone, boom. You can't get that. That's not the voice of an angel.
That is an angel.
661-1037. Also, too, another thing I want to throw out today, Raj. Today is the birthday of a guy that we learned a lot more about last year thanks to Greg Hatcher and the great movie, biopic, documentary, whatever, on Yogi Berra. I think Yogi Berra may be the most underrated greatest baseball player of all time. I mean, nobody talks about him being one of the greats. And he, how many World Series did he have? 12? He went like 10 or 12, 10 as a player, 2 as a manager.
Yeah, I don't remember all the numbers now, but they were outstanding. I won't push
also
back.
A great character.
Oh, yeah. Listen to these. And I'm going to mention the World Series here. 47, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 56, 57, 58, 60, 61, 62, 63, 13. Is that right? No. It was 12 World Series. No, 13. 13 World Series. Holy cow. He was an all-star, Roger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. But because he was short and he was funny and he was goofy at the end of his career, that's what people remember.
Well, I think he's considered a top three catcher of all time. Johnny Bench is probably...
But you
considered the best.
You don't hear his name mentioned because he became a caricature
of
himself.
He followed a guy named Dickey as well, who was a catcher for the Yankees, who wasn't too shabby. But the other part about that is that he surpassed or had more rings, MVPs, or something like that over Hank Aaron, over several others.
It's crazy that the documentary, what was the name of the documentary? Not a caricature of himself. He's he's become a... His character is that of a laughable buffoon.
Yeah, he's remembered more for things that he said, his yogiism.
And his daughter, I think, daughter regrets that. Because that's what it came...
Was it his granddaughter, I thought, that did the documentary?
Yeah, she did. She pushed it. So one of the other questions today, who are some of the other most underrated players, whether it be Razorback or anybody else, if you know an underrated player or coach or whatever out there? We didn't get a chance to talk about Bobby Cox yesterday, Don.
I'll tell you what, speaking of Cox, Bobby Cox.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You better just
that
mark
again?
That tape.
No. Bobby Cox, speaking of that, absolutely, no. What I'm saying is, speaking of the death with Morton.
I can't look at you right now.
I mean, you're talking about, no, I was going to say coaches. Speaking of coaches, is that Craig Morton was coached by Bill Walsh and Marv Levy.
In college. Mm-hmm. I
know.
No idea in California.
No idea.
That both of them coached him in
100%.
College.
100%. I did not know that.
Going back to what you were saying, Bobby Cox. Bobby Cox. He's known for is being a great manager that didn't win enough World Series. And we'll ask Justin.
He won the pennant like so many years in a row.
But 13,
won,
I think,
what,
right?
One?
I think,
did he win
one? Yeah, one. Yeah. Justin Moore, obviously, is a big Braves fan, and my dad is
that
too.
That and ejections.
Yes, he was great. The umpires hated him.
Somebody said Yogi landed on D-Day.
He might have been. He might have been when we were watching that. He was a military guy.
Yeah.
Which all those guys were at that time.
Beach at D-Day? Is that what he said?
What's that?
On the beaches of D-Day?
I don't know. That would be really...
Well, listen, that's easily found.
Let's hit a couple
of
them.
Didn't you go to D-Day? Or, like, Omaha? And
who?
Bass?
What's that?
Didn't you go to Normandy?
I did 2 years ago. It was powerful. It was really powerful. It was on Memorial Day of all days. Some messages from our Middleton Eaton Air text line. Mark the tape, Raj. We got it. Yeah. I think Christian sounds similar to Winwood. There you go. Let's see here. 2025 Ram, 16,000 miles and 14,000 miles is on the trivia trail. That's Jimmy and Ginger. They're going to see you in trivia. That's where Jimmy good?
Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you. Listen, love to have you.
Let's see here. Oh, you know what about Anthony Black? Come on, y'all.
Come on, dude.
He was one of our guys.
Yeah,
we had on the show. Oh my gosh, what's the matter with us?
All right, it says that he supported the Omaha and Utah Beach landings firing on German. defenses.
So he did fight in World War II.
He did. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out, did he land, not to take away anything that he did as a kid.
Somebody said, way to play that off, Roger. Mark the tape. Yeah. Hashtag mark the tape. He was smooth.
Can we even play that back on the air?
I think you can. Roger's got some of that for me. Did you find that clip? Did you find it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was sitting on the bike last night at the Little Rec Athletic Club burning calories, and this came out. It sort of fires me up. Here we go.
Pedal
bum,
faster. Bum, 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 bum. Pedal faster.
Here we go. Go, Hogs. Go. Go, Hogs.
Faster. Pedal faster.
Go. Go, Hogs. Go. Go, Hogs. Bum, 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 bum. That's it.
I gotta say, your listening on while working out is a little strange.
Yeah, well, listen, I've got commercials. I'm on the bike last night. I hear a commercial from 12 years ago. Baptist Health.
I zone out.
You got band music. I do. And you have music from listeners.
Yes, it's and some of them won't let me. That's why I was trying to send those to you, Roger, last night, and they won't let me send for some reason. In fact, they like the Kathy Boone. It just won't let me send.
Yeah, I don't know what
I'm
that
not
was.
Sure why.
Was
here's one that says, "Let's see, hold my beer." This is from Joy. I still have my dad's old 95 Tacoma that I drive to work every day.
Nice.
Has 520,000 miles. I'm telling you. That is a multiple lifetime of driving.
For sure.
I mean, what are you doing that that you have to, that 520,000 miles, is that driving 2 hours hour a day?
Listen.
I don't know.
Daddy took care of it. Listen, I'm driving to the gym last week, and I'm going down Boone Road, and I see this little pickup. I don't know what it was. I don't think it was a miniature pickup. I don't know. It wasn't a huge pickup, but it was perfect for what I was. I said, you know what? This is in a dude's yard.
Yeah.
And I should have known better. I said, if it's here when I come back, because I'm already going, the traffic was behind me and going down Boone. I said, if it's here when I come back, I'm going to go in there. I said, it's got to be what I want to pay for a truck. And as I'm going and I'm looking, I see a guy coming at me with his blinker on. This dude doesn't even wait for traffic to stop. He zips in there, and when I came back, it was gone. G-O-N-E. Wow. That truck was gone. So I'm just, again, a weekender. I've got a few people that are looking for some. I know that when we were talking with, Andy Kimbrell over at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram last time we were there, one of the things that he pointed out was that right now is a great time to go there and buy a truck, because with gas prices the way that they are, some people are turning in their trucks, and that's unheard of.
Yeah, and
some people are turning in their trucks to get another vehicle.
I got gas for $4.10 this morning.
Yeah.
What would they sell? What's the highest you think Fletcher would sell a pre-owned truck for, mileage-wise? Well, how do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
It'd be interesting to find that out.
But again. A truck is almost like a used truck is a unicorn.
Well, I mean,
experience.
Well, I'm just curious what they view. And I wonder what the value would be.
Well, let's get somebody on the phone.
What about this Anthony? It's National Anthony Day. Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
He's dead now, right?
Yes. Yeah, he did.
Wow. I hope.
By his own hand.
By his own hand.
Shut up.
What about that?
But he did it.
When I said Anthony Lucas, Roger, you should have followed with the next name.
Oh, yeah. Anthony.
Come on.
The other Anthony.
Come on. Anthony E.
That's right. Anthony Edwards. Anthony Eubanks.
Eubanks. That's exactly right. Yep. I had an 04 Chevy pickup that had 398,000 miles. It was still going good before I sold it. Do you think trucks are built better than and built more sturdy? Here's another one.
I don't know.
310,000. There's folks that are driving vehicles at 300,000. If they're good, why change?
You know, the distance to the moon is like 240,000. So it's like you drove to the moon.
That's a great way to put it.
Justin Moore song weekend, truck for weekend stuff. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. We'll have to find out. Well, if there's a song that he's done, I'd be interested.
Oh, this is so good, Roger, from the 479. Cowboys and Eagles on Thanksgiving. Big game for the Eagles, since the Cowboys will have already been eliminated from the playoffs at that time.
Why do you find that funny?
That is so good.
Why do you find that funny?
Because it's been true. For the most part, I guess.
Let me ask you.
I'm hoping it changes.
Have you been able to figure out how to read minds yet?
It's usually not exact, but your wingspan is pretty close to your height. Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, it's supposed to be. I think mine's negative.
Supposed to be. But I got a long middle finger.
Most basketball players,
though,
they have plus wingspan.
I've been told I have an abnormally long middle finger.
Oh, yeah.
425,000 mile Cummins. Okay. Good job.
That's what it is.
Baz, who would have been your realistic dream pick for our football coach's last hiring cycle? I'd have gone outside the box and gone after Gruden. That's who I,
oh,
Gruden.
Dude, did you see Cignetti with Indiana at the White House?
I did.
He was fantastic with Trump.
Was he good?
First of all, he's talking with, and Trump is asking about certain players. And the first half a dozen, it got to almost be a running joke. First half a dozen, Cignetti goes, training camp. So he would start out with, what's the quarterback's name?
Mendoza.
So Mendoza's not there. They knew he's in training camp, yada, 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 with the Raiders.
Oh, that's right. He wasn't there. That's right.
And then so the next one, he goes, so, you know, he better not be there. He better be there. You know how Trump is. Better be there, and not because he hates Trump and that sort of thing.
Yes.
Because we're going to let him go. Well, then Cignetti keeps doing it. And then Cignetti, listen, you said he was what he was. The dude was stoic.
He said, look, Trump asked him,
you think he got a good chance? He goes, if we work hard, if we don't let things bother us, if we don't get greedy, if we don't think, if we don't get all the complacent. Yeah. I mean, he rattled off six things. I'm paraphrasing terribly, but it was pretty awesome to listen to it because he seems like one player even got up there and said, I didn't even know when Trump asked him to talk. Said, I didn't even know if I was going to stick around here with him because I didn't know if I liked him at first. And it was
he's an impressive guy. Hey, don't forget, Ryan Silverfield is coming to Little Rock tomorrow. As part of this road tour, we'll get the exact wording. We'll visit with Elvis Moya. We'll have him on the show tomorrow, Coach Silverfield. But it's going to be in downtown Little Rock tomorrow. And so we'll find out what the cost is. If you want to meet Coach, he said all the right things. He met with yesterday with Chris Doering and Peter Burns from the SEC Network. And I talked to those guys and said he said some interesting things that he hadn't said publicly so far. So we'll see. All right, if you want to be a part of the show, oh, my gosh, Anthony Tony Chirico. Anthony.
Oh!
So we go first name, right? Because Carmelo Anthony, that's
Lil
the last
Anthony.
Name. Yes. All right, do not go away. 6 minutes.
Well, I think you have it anyway. Anthony, take Anthony.
Yes.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
SunTracker introduced party barge pontoon boats in 1983, providing families the perfect way to splash, play, and laugh away the day on the lake. Capture that same spirit by dropping by any Bradford Marine and ATV statewide location today. Save up to $3,000 on the new 2026 SunTracker Party Barge 22XP3. Loaded with comfortable lounge seating, spacious storage, and built for good times on the water. Lake life is calling, so visit any of Bradford Marine and ATV's 7 statewide locations today. Your authorized SunTracker dealer.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. Schrodinger's cat was a 1935 thought experiment by Erwin Schrodinger. Illustrating the absurdity of quantum superposition applied to everyday objects. A cat in a sealed box is considered simultaneously alive and dead, a superposition, because its fate is tied to a subatomic event that may or may not occur, only settling into one state upon observation. Hence, Coach Cal's Razorbacks either won the NCAA championship or they did not. Double B's treats you like you won the national championship with an array of tasty drinks, snacks, sundry items, and petrol, as the Euros say. Stop by today at one of our 34 stores across the natural state, and we'll take care of you. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac in Little Rock. We're going all in with vehicles for every budget. Need a truck? We've got light duty and heavy duty ready to work. Looking for an SUV? We've got the nicest inventory of full-size SUVs you're going to find anywhere. Tahoes, Yukons, Navigators, Escalades, and much more. For quality, selection, and first-class service, shop Parker Cadillac today. Visit us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Spring is here, but if you're still feeling exhausted with no energy and no sex drive, it may be time to head to Low T Center, y'all. Look, one in four men have low testosterone. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and see if you qualify for TRT customized to your body by expert providers. Choose self-payer insurance. It's your choice. You can even have your treatment shipped to your door. Low T Center's got the highest quality testosterone and their providers tailor it to you, so you know it's effective. Put the spring in your step. Head to LowTCenter.com. That's LowTCenter.com and book your TRT appointment today.
I'm Trey Reed from the Wild Side on 103.7 The Buzz. Join me and Mark Hedrick Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by West Rock Landing at Lake Maumelle, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Edwards Food Giant, and Crane Chevrolet.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
That's why we cheer.
Oh, get some think on that right there. Whoa. Oh, man, that's a jam going on. There.
Here comes old Rose. She's looking mighty fine.
I see her. Man, listen to this.
She's stepping right
holy
on time.
Cow, that's some good stuff.
Here go the streetlights. Bring it on the night. Here come the man.
Good old rock and roll right there. Man, that's good stuff.
You want some more?
That's good. Listen, just keep it. I can take Seeger all day, man. That's good stuff.
Here comes the poor man. All you got to have is green. Here comes the banker and the lawyer and the cop. One thing for certain, it ain't never gonna stop. When it all gets too heavy, that's when they come.
Tuesday, May 12th. I do want to say thanks to everybody for helping us to be number one. We really appreciate it. It's hard to do. We don't do it all the time. It's hard to get to beating these music stations because we're a unique talk format. We go 4 hours, and so when we get number one, we're very honored and appreciative of it. And got great sponsors. Thanks to our sponsors for believing in us. We appreciate them.
Very tough.
Do you guys recall the last time you're number one?
It's been a while. Yeah. We're always number two or three. That's what we are. Two, three. Because we're competing against great music stations, and there are a lot of people that listen. You know, we have a key demographic that we're looking at, like 25 to really 65, It's not easy. I think the people who listen to this show and our station are, if you look at it, people who listen to talks, are smarter. They're more successful.
More affluent. Yeah.
So if you're listening, that's you.
They're way better.
They're way better. Anyway, we'll be coming up here in just a few minutes. Roger will be mentioning our deserving dozen from Malvern. We'll visit with Rick Schaefer, John Daly, Chuck Gatlin, Elvis Moore. You got to put a little family feud. It's National Odometer Day. Continue to take your odometer reading. It's National Anthony Day. Well, who we leaving out? Who we missing? National Hospital Day and underrated players like Yogi Bear. It's his birthday. Steve Winwood too is a guy that give me some loving. That was when he was with the Spencer Davis Group, Roger. Remember, that's a great song. Matter of fact, that was that song I liked so much the other day that you put in the system. Give me some loving. Okay. Yeah, I think because it had the great start to it. Yeah. And while you see a chance, that if you play, is that the
that's
one?
My favorite.
That's a great song. It really is. Let's see here. Higher Love.
Yeah, I love that one.
Finer Things and Roll With It, which you just played. I forgot about him being with the Spencer Davis Group. I think you can hear his voice. He is the lead on Give Me Some. Is he?
Yeah,
I think that you played that the other day. 661-1037. Casey Anthony. Now, are we going Anthony last name or his first name?
I think if it's Anthony, you can't change it. If he's no more as Tony, you can't do it.
Yeah, it's got to be first
name.
You
know him as Anthony. No, it doesn't. To me, it doesn't. But like Susan B. Anthony.
Yeah.
It's got Anthony in it. She can't help it.
Someone says, smarter because we listen to you. Well, that's very kind. I don't know if that's that is always the case, but thank you. Someone said, choose Steve Winwood or Mr. I like Mr., but Steve Winwood is cool. He obviously is super cool too. Congrats, fellas. The show is definitely number one. We appreciate this. You know, we don't always deliver a perfect show, but we try our best every day. You got trivia tonight, Raj?
Yeah, trivia tonight at Boudreaux's. Here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Is this the second Tuesday of the month?
It is.
All right, second Tuesday of the month. Yeah, we'll be doing that. The monthly prize, if you come and hang out at Boudreaux's, the monthly prize that we give away, we draw at the end of the month, is going to be a $100 gift card to Topgolf.
Okay.
That's going to be the monthly prize.
Very nice.
6 o'clock is when we start. We've got prizes for first, second, third, and fourth. Come hang out. Great food, time.
Good food, good fun. Yeah. And you don't have to bring a big group. You can come by yourself and play if you want to.
Come by yourself. Just come by and have a good time just for fun is what it is. I promise you. Just like down the main line as well. We've all become family. So come hang out with us tonight, 6 o'clock at Boudreaux's.
Here's one from Tim. I traded in my Tundra 2007 with 320,000 miles for another Tundra. Guess how much they gave them for the 2007 Tundra with 320,000 miles. What would you think? How much money?
How much they gave for 220,000 miles?
For the 320,000 miles.
And what year was it?
It was a 2007. What they gave?
I'd say they got 15 for it.
15,000?
Yeah.
Oh, not near that much. 9,000. 9,000.
Oh, I would have guessed like 7,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's okay.
See what I just told you? I just told you I'm an easy. I'm a fish.
Hey, good morning. Has anybody mentioned Anthony Quinn? Roger did earlier. Anthony Hopkins and Anthony Perkins. All three mentioned by are those
Anthony
two?
Anthony Anderson.
Okay. Yeah.
Do we know him?
Oh,
is he?
Yeah.
Is he the heavy one?
He was. Yeah.
Is he dead?
No, he's alive. No.
Okay. Maybe that's not who I'm thinking.
He's still with us.
Later on today, we're going to be dead or alive. Anthony's.
Yeah, we've got to start that up. Dead or alive. Secret Sound. What was the other one?
Where are they now?
And there's one more.
Those are the three.
We've got to do the champion salute. We got to get the email where we can get that.
Well, there's that one. That's the other one you wanted right there.
Someone says Tone Loc is an Anthony. Is that right?
Yeah, we can't do it.
Anthony Loc?
Can't do it. Well, you know what? Tone is Tony. That's what they call him, so he's Anthony. All right, but no.
I'm sure...
We're not calling him Anthony.
Anyone can push a button and play a song. It takes talent to entertain us like you guys do. Congrats on number one. You're all number one in this 609ers heart. Thank you. All right, this next hour is going to be fun. Buckle up. Let's go.
Game time or play time. We're here all the time.
I wish you had more time.
103.7 The Buzz. KABZ Little Rock.
The circle of life includes death. Small estates, large probates, or trust administrations? Hire the Lions. Life's a jungle. Be healthy, wealthy, and wise with Lion Legal. For exceptional communication and exceptional results, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
We all know how busy our lives can be these days and how important our time and